Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, joining us is somebody who thinks got a pretty good sense of humor, and it is educational. I think that's what the idea is, because the so-called naked ballot is the hottest story out there. You're going to see this on national news. I've seen a little bit of it bubble up, because in Pennsylvania, now I think the guest we had on yesterday is inflating this. She thinks 100,000 votes could be invalidated because they don't put the vote inside the security envelope, which is then inside the big envelope that you send off for the mail-in ballot. That's a projection. I don't think so, but every vote is important in Pennsylvania particularly. Joining us is Allegheny County Council Member at Large, Bethany Hollum, or Hollum here, I'm sorry, here on Talk Radio 1210. Councilwoman, is it Hollum?
It's Hollum. You had it Hollum. Right the first time.
Okay, Hollum. Okay. Bethany, thank you very much for joining us. So what's your party affiliation?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay, good. I thought you might be, because this is an educational effort. Who are the people that pose with you? I think it were two or three other women, right?
Right, it was. And that was just the first round. We actually have three more women elected officials being released today, and a couple guys coming later this week. Yes.
Wait a minute. We got to ask the guys. Are the guys, is it...
Dom, would you do it?
Yes, absolutely. I will do that.
I don't know if I could.
I will keep my clothes
Dawn,
on.
I have a photographer on standby if you're ready.
Oh. Okay, I'm ready. Thank you, Dan. Dan will do it.
Maybe
with
for
me.
The calendar next year, we can get a naked ballot picture of Dom Giordano, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I'm on the side that we've already gone way too far with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court and other things to take away this, but I do commend you for a unique way versus we had on the Philadelphia City Commissioner Bethany yesterday, trying to tell the Republicans they have to pass a law that these should count. I am completely against that. I like your approach. This is a way to educate the public. Yo, it's got to be top of mind. If you want your vote to count, you got to put it in the security envelope. So let me ask, are you in agreement with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court that said we need that secrecy envelope?
Really, I think it's too late to even be talking about that. We're a little over a month out from the election. We just have to deal with the cards we were dealt. And so as opposed to wasting time and energy trying to litigate an issue that's already been decided by the highest court in Pennsylvania, let's just focus this time and energy on making sure people understand the process and their vote can be counted.
Absolutely. So tell me about the guys then. How are you photographing them? Is this just holding in front of their chest or what?
So it's a mixture. So we have a few that are holding it in front of their chest and a couple that are holding it in front of their crotch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It was basically dependent on whatever you were comfortable with. That's okay. What we were willing to accept.
Are these Pittsburgh politicians?
Yeah, so we have some Pittsburgh ones. We have some Butler County ones coming later this week. And we're currently trying to recruit some elected officials from over in Philly as well. So if you know anybody that's interested, send them our way.
I think we ought to sign up Mayor Jim Kenney, Dan. We ought to have some fun with this. Which Philadelphia politician do you think ought to do it? I mean, it's for the vote. It's to make sure every vote counts. That will move at least 10,000 votes into the envelope, I'm sure.
I think so, too. And you had mentioned about the 100,000 ballots potentially being discarded. I actually think that's a very fair estimate. So that number is based. Yeah, because in the primary, they collected data based off of how many people submitted their ballot without a secrecy envelope in the primary, how many naked ballots were submitted then. And remember, the reason this is such a big deal now is because naked ballots were counted in the primary. And this just recently changed as of the Supreme Court case about a week and a half ago. And so they're guessing about 5% of ballots are going to be discounted because they're missing the secrecy envelope. Now, of course, that was before we got naked and tried to get everyone's attention to remember the secrecy envelope. So I'm hoping that number goes down. But in a state where Donald Trump won by 44,000 votes, 100,000 votes is a huge number of ballots to be being tossed out. So it's definitely something we need to be focusing on.
Absolutely. Let me ask you, you're in Pittsburgh, and my sense is, based upon the people I talk with there, look, you got to have to understand, here in the Southeast, I've never been to, like, Erie, Pennsylvania. I've traveled across the state. Most people have not. So we have weird senses of things. But I would assume the fracking industry is big there. And Joe Biden will not say it tonight. But are you one of those Democrats that is against fossil fuels?
100%. I was the first countywide person to get elected on a no fracking platform. The way I see it is people conflate jobs with fracking, not realizing that it's inevitable that the same way that we lost the steel industry here in Pittsburgh, the same way that we're losing the coal industry and folks are just out of jobs and have nowhere to go, it's about time that we start talking about the inevitability that fracking is a dying industry. It's losing profits rapidly, and we need to start investing in renewable energy, which will be here to stay for the foreseeable future.
Well, I would say, look, I'm all energy all the time, all those things. But as I understand it, it is vast. I mean, in Saudi Arabia, I don't think they say they're going to be out of oil anytime soon. That's how much natural gas we're sitting on. And maybe the profit margin, you're right, has gone down simply because it's helped to make us energy independent. I would be for renewables, too, if it helps to do that.
Yeah, and so instead of having people have to choose between, you know, well-paying jobs and a good environment, let them know that they can have both, because the science is undeniable that fracking is harmful to our communities. Here in Allegheny County, we have the worst air quality. We are in the top five worst areas in the entire nation almost daily. And that's while the entire West Coast is burning from wildfires. We still have some of the worst air quality in the nation. And it's been proven that it's due to fracking and it's due to the natural gas industry. So I think we need to change the framing that you can have both. You don't have to pick between jobs and clean air and clean water. You can have both, and the answer is in renewable energy.
Let me ask you then, you're very honest, which is refreshing for a politician in this situation. Well, you pose naked, so I guess so.
Yeah.
there in Allegheny County, I'm hoping tonight when we hear the phrase systemic racism, would you be okay if President Trump gets into it with Biden, Vice President Biden, Bethany? That's going to be one of the categories, race and violence in the cities, et cetera, according to Chris Wallace. If President Trump says this country, then you're saying to Joe Biden, is still a systemically racist country. Would you say that? Have you ever said that in public office?
I've said that many times, and I'll say it again here today, because if we don't talk about it, the issues never get addressed. And it's no one specific cause, right? We're always talking about the symptoms, and no one's ever talking about the root causes of the systemic racism. People aren't realizing that whenever they hear terminology, what we're really talking about is that if we invest in housing, if we invest in infrastructure, we invest in health care, we invest in the workforce development programs, and we invest in education, that is how we combat systemic racism.
But you know, we already have done that to the tune of trillions of dollars. What would be your metric is what I'm interested in, Bethany, that we know we're not systemically racist anymore, in your view? I mean, I could offer some things that I think they're indicative. For example, President Obama getting elected twice. I don't think that happens in a country that's racist.
I think it does, because I think that people saw President Obama as someone different than how they stereotyped other people with the same race as he. People saw him as an educated man, where they often focus on the fact that in Black communities and in lower income communities that are predominantly Black, the education system is so lacking, and the school to prison pipeline is just so prevalent. And so people saw him as transcending race. And so that's why I think that we saw that anomaly in that situation. But I mean, you can go on any social media page, any social media thread, and just see prevalent racism, especially when it comes to the Black Lives Matter movement, and the fact that we've had people in the streets all across the country every single day for months now, and you barely see it on mainstream media.
Well, wait and a minute. That's not true. Bethany, I don't know what TV you're watching. We see it all over the place. And the phrase Black Lives Matter is a good branding statement, and of course it does. Yeah. But are you not disturbed by the organizers of this, their Marxist tendencies, the things they have on their website that indicate the nuclear family is an obstacle? They want a Marxist system, and they were trained in that. They've done interviews. I've had one of them on a few years back, and they were pretty honest about it.
Yeah, I've seen those interviews. I've had them sent to me many times with this same argument being presented. But I think what's important is to remember that when there are folks in the streets marching for Black lives, that doesn't mean that they subscribe to any particular organization. It's an ideology that people are fighting for, and that all lives cannot matter until Black lives matter. And all lives cannot matter until folks are no longer discriminated against because of the color of their skin, until folks' lives are no longer harder specifically because of the color of their skin. And I think that's where folks get confused. They say, oh, I don't have white privilege. My life's been hard and I'm white, so there's no such thing as white privilege. As a white person, my life has been hard, but never, ever has it been hard because of the color of my skin. And I think that's what folks need to understand.
Okay, so
above all else.
A political question too. You're in elected office. You're a go-getter. Yes. You're doing stuff like this, making national news. You would be politically okay. I'm not, you know, the sentiment you agree with, obviously, with Vice President Biden. If he said something like this tonight, your political sense is America would not reject that significantly?
Oh, no, absolutely not, especially if he explained it in the way that I just explained. It's become so polarized because of messaging. It's the same with the defund the police movement. It's the messaging that is turning people off. It's the messaging that's being weaponized against the movement. What folks really want is for millions, trillions of dollars across just the Commonwealth alone that are invested into police and militarizing our police to instead be invested into the things that we talk about the healthcare and the education and the workforce development and housing and all of those things. So I think that it's about messaging and it's about how he gets the point across. I mean, when I ran for office, I ran openly as a formerly incarcerated person, as a person in long-term recovery from opioid use disorder. And I told my story, and the way I told it was able to transcend stereotypes. And so I think that that is the focal point for the Joe Biden campaign, to be able to ensure that they secure the votes of the left and the centrists at the same time, and those so-called swing voters, while still getting the message across in a way that really accurately describes it.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today. We'll look forward. When will the new calendars be out to educate voters on the naked ballot?
Well, as soon as I get your picture, we'll get them out.
Okay. Well, Dan will send it to you. All right. Thank you, Bethany. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.